This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Calendar. Let's be real. Running a household can be exhausting and chaotic. And finding the perfect Mother's Day gift, it's not exactly a no-brainer. Until now. The Skylight Calendar is the best way to organize the family and give everyone, especially mom, some peace of mind to enjoy the things that matter most. The Skylight Calendar is a smart, touchscreen calendar that keeps track of and manages the chores, dinner planning, groceries, and to-dos for the whole family. The Skylight Calendar automatically syncs each family member's digital calendars and displays them all together on one color-coded touchscreen. It even doubles as a digital picture frame so you can finally share all those special moments that are just sitting on your phone. As a limited-time offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight calendar when you go to skylightcal.com/easy. That's skylightcal.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightcal.com/easy.
Hi, it's Amy Newmark, and this week I'm presenting to you three of my favorite episodes with great advice for you as we make a fresh start after Labor Day.
Changing your life one story at a time. This is the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast with Editor-in-Chief Amy Newmark.
Hey, it's Amy Newmark with some instant inspiration for you from Chicken Soup for the Soul. We've been talking in recent weeks about how you can use the power of saying yes to change your life. There's another great way you can make positive change, and that is to actually pay attention to your dreams, the ones you have while you're asleep. Why? Because that's when your subconscious, which actually knows a lot about you, has your full attention, because you're not distracted by all the things that are around you while you're awake. I learned about this when I worked on our two books about dreams, and it made me way more respectful of my dreams and how I should pay attention to them. Our most recent book on the topic, Chicken Soup for the Soul, Dreams and the Unexplainable, came out more than a year ago, and it's still selling as many copies each week as if it were brand new. So I thought I'd share a couple of great stories from that book with you today, because sometimes our dreams can help us understand what we're really meant to do with our lives, the passions that we should pursue, what our true purpose is, and what would make us truly happy. So let's start with a story from Judy Dykstra Brown. So Judy was 33 years old, and she was living in Cheyenne, Wyoming, and she had spent the last 4 years building her dream house. But the process had been proven to be more of a nightmare than a dream because her contractor, who had given her a really good price for her house, well, it turned out he had been taking advantage of her, and he had been using some of the building materials that she was paying for to build other houses in her development. So after a year, every other house on her side of the block had been completed except hers, and hers had been started first. That's when she figured out that her contractor had been ripping her off. So she ended up in a really bad legal battle, and she couldn't even get title to her own house during that time. She wasn't even allowed to enter her house for a year, but then she finally won, although she was out a lot of money for attorney's fees, plus years of unpaid property taxes. And the contractor had vandalized the house too before she took it over. But finally, it was done. Her house was finished. She moved in. She had put all that trouble behind her. She was in her dream house and she was ready to get back to her life. And it was then that she had the dream. And she says the dream went like this. So here's her description. I was sitting in a bar or a restaurant when a woman approached from across the room. She threw a drink in my face, hit me on the top of the head with the glass, and shouted, "Just wake up." Well, then Judy woke up in real life. And she heard herself screaming, "Just wake up." And she discovered that she was soaking wet in real life and she had a bump on her head. And she realized that she had picked up a glass of water from her bedside table and she had poured it on her own face during this dream. So now she had to figure out this dream, because what was she supposed to wake up about? Everything was great, right? She was in her dream house. All her trouble was behind her. So she sat down and she did something that she hadn't done for 10 years. She wrote a short story that was pretty much based on her own life. And when she finished it, she knew what that dream was trying to tell her. Now, Judy had been a teacher for 10 years. She had helped thousands of students with their writing, and she had published their stories in school publications, and she had sponsored a creative writing club for the students. But she had not written one thing herself in those 10 years, in spite of the fact that she had a master's degree in creative writing. She had been using all her creative energy to help her students write. She had been living vicariously through her students, but she had ignored her own need to write, her own need to be creative. So she decided that this would be her last school year. And at the end of the year, she put her things in storage and she moved from Oregon to California, and she's been writing ever since. And she sold that dream house too. She says, "I used the money to live my dream rather than live in it." She tried screenwriting. She got involved in TV production. She became a recognized poet. She got published in literary journals. Eventually, she even moved to Mexico. She is really happy now. She says that now, when her dreams speak to her, she listens to their advice. And that's why we put a great quote from the Talmud at the beginning of Judy's story. It's about the value of paying attention to your dreams. And here's what it says. "A dream which is not interpreted is like a letter which is not read." So Judy used a dream to completely change her life, and so did Tamara Goodsell. Tamara tells us that she had always regretted that when her mother died, she wasn't with her. Tamara really wanted a sign from her mother, a sign that her mother knew that Tamara loved her, even though Tamara hadn't been able to tell her that on her deathbed. Tamara decided that if she had a dream in which her mother said the words, "I know," that would be a sign that her mother knew that Tamara had told her, "I love you," after her death. Then Tamara had the dream. Her mother said, "I know." But in the dream, Tamara hadn't been telling her mother that she loved her. She had been telling her mother that she, Tamara, needed to quit smoking. So Tamara tried to quit again. And she had already tried a couple of dozen times, but this time her mother was basically telling her that she had to quit. And then Tamara had a truly awful nightmare. It was long, and this nightmare took her through what seemed like an actual year, a year of treatment for lung cancer. In the dream, Tamara lived through every stage of lung cancer: a nagging cough, some tests at the doctor, getting the diagnosis, telling her children and other people, the biopsies, surgeries, chemotherapy, radiation. Every bit of it was in this nightmare in agonizing detail. Her hair fell out. She had to wear a wig that didn't look right. And then in the nightmare, Tamara had to say goodbye to her family, her friends, and her life. She woke up sobbing from this dream. And at first she was relieved because she realized, oh, it was just a dream. And she reached out for her cigarettes because that was her habit. But when she touched them, she was all of a sudden realizing how repulsive they were, and she hurled them into the garbage. And she realized that she was going to do everything possible now to make sure that nightmare never came true. So that was more than a dozen years ago, and Tamara still doesn't smoke, all because a dream, one that her subconscious delivered straight to her while she was sleeping, finally got her to do that thing that she had never been able to do with all the resources that she had available during her awake time. Tamara says that she recently had another dream of her mother, and in this one, her mother was standing in front of her, looking like she was waiting for her daughter to say something. Tamara announced to her mother in this dream that she had quit smoking and that she felt wonderful. And her mother slowly smiled and then said, "I know." I'm Amy Newmark. Thank you for listening to the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast today. If you love these stories and you would like to receive a Chicken Soup for the Soul story every day in your email inbox for free, you can do that. Just go to our website, chickensoup.com, and scroll down to the bottom of the homepage and click on newsletter sign up. You can choose to receive a story every day or just one per week. And if you want to learn more about how your dreams can help you make a positive change in your life, pick up a copy of Chicken Soup for the Soul, Dreams and the Unexplainable at Walmart, Barnes & Noble, Rite Aid drugstores, Books A Million, Amazon, your friendly neighborhood bookstore, or wherever else you buy your books. And come back for our next episode when I'm going to talk with Dr. Mike Dow about some other ways we can use the power of our own brains to improve our lives. We're going to talk about the easy to implement tips that we have in our newest book, Think, Act, and Be Happy, which teaches you how you can solve some of your own problems without going to a therapist.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.